All right, live. How's everybody doing? Coach Billy here on time. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you?
All right, doing good. And I'm going to start off real quick and let everybody know. I'm going to apologize. The New York Football Giants are on right now. I got the TV on, so my attention is going to be to the game. Their defense is, you know, playing stout right now. Very, very excited about keeping them in this ball game. And, you know, I thought, the Delaware reference, I didn't hear any talk of David Sills being the emergency quarterback for the New York Football Giants. I mean, the guy was recruited by Lane Kiffin in the eighth grade to play at USC to play quarterback. So how come he is not being talked about as the emergency quarterback?
I'm going to tell you exactly why he's not being talked about as being the emergency quarterback. Because tell me. Did they win a Super Bowl because of him? Did they get to the playoffs because of him? Right. Crickets. No, they did not. So, no. No. They want championships in New York. I mean, that's just
– yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about a stopgap. We're talking about an emergency quarterback. We got, so that's what we're talking about here. I'm not talking about him being the starting quarterback. I mean, obviously, that's not it. You know what I mean? So, what I am talking about is being the emergency. I mean, your starting quarterback ankle injury. Your backup quarterback is concussed. I mean, you know, so, and then you got Quan taking snaps when it could have been. It could have been your guy, David Sills. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just a sad, sad little man. Talking about the backups.
Into the backups, man. Come on now. God.
But, I'm actually surprised and I'm actually impressed that it's only, 3-0 well into the first quarter. And if you're a real football fan, you finally got to say, Aaron Rodgers is not Aaron Rodgers without Adams. I mean, he's just
not. You're right.
He's just not. And you can see it. And it's sad to say that, but it's not the same Aaron Rodgers. It's not your dad's Aaron Rodgers. Just put it that way.
You're right. I'll give you that. It's not the, he's not the same without him, So, so let's get into it. I mean, the Giants, and I want to start with them. Obviously they're playing right now and most of the Giant Nation, they'll catch this game after the Giant game, they'll catch the show and I'll hear from them. But, last week against the Bears, well, it's the Bears. I mean, that was a team that they should have beat. You go down and you should beat that. That's in your weight class. And I always go back to high school football, is a team you should have beaten because they're a smaller school than you. That was you should beat them. And that was a team that they should have beaten last week. And now this week they're playing, they're playing a heavyweight. Let's face facts. You're up a couple of weight classes now. You're in the heavyweight division. Shouldn't be there yet. You're not there yet.
Honestly, I wouldn't consider Minnesota a heavyweight. I mean, maybe
Minnesota. Where did Minnesota come from?
You said, Chicago, right?
Yeah, Chicago. Chicago. Last week, the Giants played Chicago.
Yeah, this week they're playing Minnesota.
No, the Giants are playing Green Bay right now in London. No,
the Bears are playing Minnesota.
Yeah, so, but look.
My fault. I'm getting them confused. But, it's 9-0 now. I wouldn't consider them – I'm just saying, I wouldn't consider them a heavyweight just because of the fact Aaron Rodgers – let's put it on the table here. Aaron Rodgers is not Aaron Rodgers without Adams. And that was their whole entire franchise. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I don't hear a single Packers fan say that anymore. It's like, oh God, can we compete this week? So I would consider Green Bay more of a middleweight, if that makes sense. Now,
wait a second. Hold on, because who's the upper echelon of the NFC? I mean, Green Bay is there. Granted, Aaron chokes in big games, but
did you just say who's the upper echelon of the NFC?
Yeah, the NFC. What teams?
What teams?
Yeah.
You want to start with the only undefeated team in the league right now? No? 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 Oh, okay. That's fine. No one likes us. We don't care. That's all right. That's quite all right. Yeah. I'll take it. We don't want that rat poison. Keep telling us we're at the bottom tier. We're lightweight. We're featherweights. I like it. I love it. But no, honestly, you look at it right now. God, this is killing me to say. Honestly, if you're going to say who are the actual upper echelon, right now, you got to say the Giants. You have to say the Cowboys. I mean, 3-1, the Eagles. The Vikings are more of a middleweight, and the Packers are more of a middleweight. Everybody else is like middle of the road. I mean, right now, the NFC, I mean, even though the NFC is the better overall conference, I would think. I mean, it's mediocre.
Billy, yeah. I know you got new HR people, but did they not make you pee in a cup first? Because I think on Monday you didn't need to go pee in a cup, man.
Well, let's look at the AFC. Let's look at the AFC, shall we? Okay.
Okay.
You got the geriatric Buffalo Bills.
Now they're geriatric.
They're hurt. They're all hurt. Okay, my fault. You got the medic ward Buffalo Bills, right? You got the I'm gonna get my guy concussed twice, Miami Dolphins. You got the Indianapolis Pee Wee Pop Warner team score Colts. You got the Denver, I can't get out of my own way offense, Broncos. You got Jacksonville, who's average. You got the Cleveland Browns that sold their whole franchise to get one guy. He can't play. You got the Bengals who, they could turn it around late season. You got the Ravens who, again.
Really missing that defensive coordinator, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, the Ravens are just not the same. I mean, the only positive thing you can honestly say is the Chiefs are still the Chiefs.
Okay.
That's really it. The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. The Chargers have hit a little bit of a bump here, but I think they can turn it around as well. But, I mean, it honestly, right now, you're getting – what you see is what you're getting. I mean, I'm just looking – if you look through the list, I mean, the Patriots are just good Lord. What a dumpster fire that organization is going to be.
Come on. You know, everybody says that every year. Oh, Brady's done. The Patriots, it's all over with. And then all of a sudden, come playoff time, you're talking about the Patriots in the playoffs. And, you know, it's still Bill Belichick. And I don't care. He's still going to have that team competing for a spot in the playoffs.
Whose spot are they taking? At the bottom of their division?
Doesn't matter. They're going to get in. They'll get in.
They're at the bottom of their division, and let's just be clear.
Come on, we're talking about the Jets. The Jets will implode. We're talking about the Jets.
Okay, the Jets will implode, but let's look at their schedule. I mean, besides the Colts, if you look at the Patriots, besides the Colts.
They got to play the Jets twice.
And the Jets. Besides the Colts and the Jets, who's really a cupcake on their schedule?
It they don't need cupcakes because Bill's going to get them right, and like he always does. And I think it'll be fine.
I mean, Bill's Bill, but he ain't no Vince Lombardi. I mean, that's a feat now. That's okay. A feat.
We'll see what we'll just see what we see come January.
I will eat big time crow. I'll fry crow on a plate and put it on a plate and eat it. If in fact. I mean, you look at their schedule. Okay, the Lions should be a decent game. The Browns, I mean, okay, cool, whatever. Bears are nothing to sleep about. Jets and the Colts, yeah, whatever.
Come on, the Bears can't even get out of their own way.
They're 2-2.
Yeah, because they played one game in a friggin' monsoon storm. Come on now.
2-2. You gotta give it to them. They're 2-2.
Oh, come on now.
I mean, at best, you face the Cardinals that has mental midget Kyler Murray. He's just a mental midget when it comes to being a professional in the league. He's a mental midget.
All right. So, I'll give you that. But, you know, we'll see how it is. We'll see today at 4:30 how it is. You know,
we certainly will.
He connects with Zach Ertz a couple times for a couple touchdowns, you know.
That still turns my stomach when you say that name on anything other than the Eagles, Zach Ertz. But looking at it today, I think you got some pretty interesting matchups. I'm interested to see how, you know, I've seen how the Chargers come out today. I'm really interested to see. I mean, you got two middle of the road teams and teams that are entering, like, not a crossroad phase, but, you know, trying to find their actual identity. That should be a really good game, I think, at 1:00.
Okay.
You know, and let's just go over now and get out the way. We got 10-0. Oh man.
Look.
I think you guys can. No, honestly, I'm gonna tell you now. You guys are a two-half team. I think the Giants will go into half, make some big time adjustments, and come out, and I think they'll get it done. I call the final score. I'm going to say 35-20, final score.
The Giants ain't putting up 35 points, and they'll be lucky if they can. But
I try to give you some hope, but all right.
Thank you. But look, see, I'm not one of those Giant fans that believe in this hype, man. We are in a building process. Okay, we have gotten lucky. We are 3-1. And when the schedule came out and you looked at that, you would have said, at best, we are 2-2, probably 1-3, because we'll let one of those slip away. But no, we're 3-1. Come on, did you honestly think the Giants coming into the season were going to beat the Tennessee Titans? Hell no. Come on now.
I thought my guy was going to have comeback player of the year, but.
So I'm just saying it should be. So I'm not. I mean, at some point, you know, the Giants are going to get into the Giants, and they're going to lose some football. I'm not sitting here going, oh man, we're a playoff team. We're not. We're far away. We don't have a quarterback. Okay. Right. So, you know, we don't have any receivers. I mean, who's catching the football besides David Sills? I mean, hey, you know, Delaware kid. But you know you're not starting on any other NFL team.
Yeah, I just think that you know, it's going to be interesting.
So it will be. And you know, hey Anthony, what's up, buddy? You know, yeah, Aaron Rodgers got to step up, but you know, but
yeah,
he hasn't. Those guys can't catch, man, and that's part of the problem he's running into. You know,
yeah. I think that's a huge problem, but I mean, hey, you just scored, you know, so 3-10. So we'll see. Pittsburgh,
Billy,
Buffalo.
Stop giving the score out because mine is obviously my TV is delayed. You keep saying the score and the Giants are still driving right now. So I'm right now it says it's 3rd and 7, you know, and
well, but, coach, you know. Coach, if you're gonna be that, what's the name? I would say go on ESPN on the website.
I don't
want to
go on ESPN. I want to watch it. I'm watching the game while we're doing the show, and that's what I'm doing. Okay.
Okay.
So,
got it.
You know.
All right. So Pittsburgh, Buffalo. Who are you taking?
All right, let's go. Hold on. Let me pull this up here. Let me pull it up here. I have an order here. Can I throw the games out at you? Can I throw them out at you? Because I got
throw,
this.
Throw them out.
This
throw them out.
All see. Right. Lions, Pats.
Ooh, Lions, Pats. I'm going to go with the Lions. I mean, the Pats are beat up. you know, and I don't know. I don't see them really fully recovering, so I'm going to go Lions.
Okay. I mean, as much as I love the Lions, I think Bill's going to get them get right and fix them up and get them going. So,
if I may say this, and I'm not a New England fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the league is much better when New England is competitive.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Chargers and the Browns. Chargers traveling to the Browns.
You know, I said it in preseason that they are a young and dangerous team, and when they can get some pieces, you know, working together, they're going to get, you know, fire on all cylinders. They're going to be a pretty good team. So I'm going to go Chargers. Go, Chargers, go. I'm going to go Chargers over Cleveland by 14.
Okay. All right. I'm sticking with the Chargers as well. Texans, Jags. This is like a no-brainer. Oh, God,
this is the no-brainer. No way. Jacksonville. Anyone that picks Houston in this game is either trying to, you know, win a huge, huge payoff, or they need to get tested for sure.
All right, and then you got Falcons, Bucks.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, you know, that's an easy one. Steelers, Bills. This is the Kenny Pickett debut. The start of the Kenny Pickett downfall. How about that? I'm gonna go with that. Okay.
You know, I'm gonna quote my buddy, my guy, JB, the real Coach JB Brown. I'm gonna quote
friends in the program, by the way.
Yeah, great guy, great podcast. I'm gonna tell you now. That error has started and ended. He is not ready now. He was so in college. Yes, he's young. I get it. But again, the game is obviously, if you couldn't tell anything from game two, the game is way too fast for Kenny Pickett. So you're going to see the medical ward Bills absolutely put on a clinic against the Steelers. So I got to go Buffalo on this one.
I'm sticking with Buffalo myself. You got the Jets-Dolphins.
Jets-Dolphins. You know.
Jets coming off that big win.
I go Jets. I go Jets.
Really? I'm sorry. I think Teddy Bridgewater, just they don't miss a beat with Teddy, because Teddy can throw the football, and I think the Dolphins don't miss a beat.
We'll see, but as they say, I'm going with the GD Jets.
Bears, Vikings.
As much as they are just overrated to me, you know, I'm gonna go with common sense here. I'm not gonna be the troll. Minnesota.
Yeah. Titans, Commanders.
Is this a joke? Of course the Titans. I mean, let's be clear. The Washington Redskins, I refuse to buy into this cancel culture and the Guardians and the Commanders. No.
Yes. It's
the Indians and the Redskins. The Redskins are going to get their heads smacked off by the Titans. They are one joke of an organization. They dance and clown around in practice all day long. They're a joke. I'm going Titans.
Okay. I am I agree with that. And then you have Seahawks and the Saints. Big quarterback battle with Jameis Winston and Geno Smith.
It's almost laughable when you say it. That those two names just together is just a comic show. I'm going to go with Seattle because, again, you got washed up versus crab legs. Like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, I'm going Seattle.
No, I like the Saints in this one. And then you got 49ers, Panthers.
49ers.
Yeah, they're easy.
Too many weapons.
Yeah, and then the Cowboys and the Rams. I think this is a tough game to, you know.
Most people are going to say I'm going to go with my heart since I'm an Eagles fan, but that's not why I'm going to pick this. I am very partial to Aaron Donald. I think that the defense finally figures it out and gets it together. And I'm going to go Rams. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game. Both defenses are pretty good. So I'm going to go Rams in a very tight battle.
All right. And then we'll go with your we already know you're picking the Eagles. I don't know. I don't know. I think they got to go to the West Coast. The time change. I don't know. Cardinals kind of stick it to them, I think.
We are playing the mental midget. Coach JB came up with that. The mental midget and Kyler Murray. Oh, it's come on. He watches no film. He watches no film. We Eagles, we got it. We're in the bag.
All right. Yeah. And then tonight you got the Bengals Ravens. That would be a good game, but it's
I'm the Nevada Nick, but typically in betting, this is one of a few games I tend to stay away from. Because it could go either way. Joe Burrow is a gamer and can show up at any random time, but you know, when Lamar Jackson's proved in the two wins, when he actually locks in and buys in and actually doesn't just rely on his talent, he's actually an okay quarterback. I'm going to go with Baltimore on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
All right. I'm going with the Bengals. And then on Monday night, you got Chiefs Raiders. Oof.
The Chiefs is still the Chiefs. I'm sorry, Raiders Nation. I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right.
I'm going with the Chiefs. Hey, man, Mahomes is Mahomes, man. That guy is a gunslinger. I think they named the term after him. That guy is insane. So I'm
okay. Going with all right. All right. All right. That's running down the football schedule. Anything jump out at you last week? Any of those games, Billy, that you watched? I mean, I know you didn't get to watch the Eagles game.
No, I didn't last week. And actually, I was talking to somebody today. I don't know if I'm going to watch it today. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched them all season. So it's like, dang, do I jinx them and watch, or do I, you know? But honestly, you know, not too much last week jumped out at me. I will say this. I think that if the Rams can somehow just put a few things together, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll actually turn the season around and be pretty gosh darn good. I do.
It's that Super Bowl hangover, man.
I wouldn't call it the Super Bowl hangover. You got a few key injuries early, and it just we'll see. But the biggest thing for me that I saw that was just so shocking, right? And a lot of people I think are going to agree with me on this. You had a Colts on a Thursday night game. You had a Colts and Denver game, and one of these teams, it was going to be between them for the AFC, for the AFC championship, right? 12-9? Like, I want to know, like, does somebody need to go check on Russell Wilson? Does somebody need to check on
Russell Wilson? I think that head coach, I don't even know his name there in Denver, is lost in the sauce, man. He is lost in the sauce. And he is not prepared to be a head football coach in the NFL. Absolutely. Because I mean, he has no idea what he is doing, and it's just a bad deal with that.
So, to all my fellow coaches out there, if you are feeling like, man, I must be terrible, just look at that Indianapolis and Denver game, and I promise you, you'll feel a lot better. Oh my God, it was just all the way around just bad. Like I've seen Pop Warner games more entertaining than that. 12-9,
and it's just it's bad. And I know, look, Vern Beans, a couple ladies I talked to last night, diehard Steeler fans. Unfortunately, you know, it's the beginning of the end of the Kenny Pickett era in Pittsburgh. Because I think it's because you have a bad offensive coordinator, okay? Matt Canada is not a good offensive coordinator, okay? And I speak on this from, you know, his other stops around the And you forget that you had Ben Roethlisberger, who was basically calling his drawn up plays in the dirt for all those years in Pittsburgh. So he did nothing. And now, and you know, and he's been run out of several jobs of where he's been at when he's actually had to call plays. And now he's calling plays. And that's part of the problem with was his calling of Trubisky.
The fact that you have Harris with only 202 yards so far is absolutely absurd. Right. Mm-hmm. That's absurd. You as an offensive coordinator should look at yourself and be like, where, like,
you should be leaning heavy on that guy, on that kid. Heavy. Absolutely. With that kid, with that, you know.
He literally, and if not start, definitely get a lot of carries. He literally could go. No, actually, he would. He could go to any team in the league and start. He could. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's a downhill runner, a strong downhill runner. I mean, my God, except maybe for maybe Cleveland. I mean, he could go anywhere and start, take the starting job.
Right.
He's that good. But I just can't for the life of me understand why Pittsburgh just, you know, you don't have a really good quarterback situation. You address a little bit of your offensive line issues. Try to run the ball.
Yeah, you know? You got to run it. You got to run that football. And you know, short passes. And instead, he's trying to throw the ball down the field, man. And it's just not working out. And it's going to be bad. You're going to see a bad football game today.
The game Sorry. Is too fast for him. It's just too fast. You could see it. I mean, he was decent in college. He had that one ESPN highlight where he tried to fake kneel it. Yeah, okay, hooray, hooray. But what has it brought him?
Yeah, I don't, you know. We'll see. Honestly, my take, and just my take, there's nothing to back this up except for my opinion, mm-hmm. is that, you know, Pittsburgh missed on – Dan Marino, back in the day. I'm going way back, okay? And they were afraid they were going to miss on another Dan Marino, which Kenny Pickett is far from Dan Marino.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it's far from that.
It's disrespectful to put him in the same conversation.
I know, but what I'm saying is that the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't want to lose another quarterback from Pittsburgh, because name me another quarterback since Dan Marino to come out of Pittsburgh. Besides Pickett, none. Crickets. Right? None.
Exactly. Crickets. I can't give you any.
So that's what I'm saying, is they don't want to have, just because, you know, oh, look at the quarterback that you know, we let go. We could have drafted him. We could have drafted him, and it didn't happen. And then you wind up with and now you're going to get burned by it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to be the case. You got just a couple things that are just unraveling there.
Yep, absolutely.
Another thing that jumped out to me last week was the fact that the Seattle Seahawks scored 48 points. Wow, 48 points with who was their quarterback? I mean, that's, to me, that's
your boy, Geno Smith.
That's impressive, dude. That's impressive. I mean, oh my Lord, 48 points. That's unreal to me. And you know, you got the Penny guys, your running back. I'm like, I didn't think he was that good. When someone said his name, announced his name in the game, I was like, who are they talking about? But I mean, good grief. They're you know, they're taking lemons and making lemonade, and I'm third. Color me impressed. I mean, it's working so far. My God.
But you know, it's one of those things, man. And you know, all of a sudden Geno Smith will be on another football team. You know, hey, he might play himself into a contract, you know, and be the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks next year.
Yeah, he might. We'll definitely see. I think you'll see. I think you'll see some things with Geno and a couple guys that are trying to, you know, as I say, get back in the saddle. I think you'll definitely see those guys start to, you know, make a way. They're like, shoot, if Mike Vick could do it, anybody could do it, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
You know, so.
Okay.
We got some interesting things going on with that. So, we'll see. It's good for the league, honestly, in my opinion, when those guys can do stuff, things like that.
Okay. I will I'll give you that. We'll see how it goes. As Green Bay is about to score again, and
you're a 2.5 team, coach. I keep telling you that.
I know. But look, the Giants aren't that good. We're playing with a lot of, spare parts. We're playing with spare parts is what we're doing, and just kind of holding that car together as we go around the track. Using a Jay Mall analogy, we're just trying to hold that car together as it goes around the track until we can get the new parts come in. Mm-hmm.
$2 million machine waiting on a 2 cent part. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Gosh darn. But hey, really quick, before we continue on, did you call? And I never would have called this in a million years. Tennessee thumping LSU the way they did.
Look, Tennessee is legit, man. Tennessee is legit.
I mean, but 40-13 legit?
Come on, we're talking about LSU, though. We're talking about LSU. And I know in years past you don't talk about LSU that way, but look, Chip is again trying to fix his deal, man. The Stiz, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Stiz, what's going on, man?
Yes, I do. I have the bunny ears in, the black and white TV, man. And I got some aluminum foil on the end of those bunny ears, buddy.
Good Lord.
So, So, yeah, Chip's got to get his thing going there, and it's going to take some time. It doesn't just, happen overnight. But Tennessee, they've been working and they're becoming a legit team. They're going to be a contender. In the SCC. Okay. Well, they went from the outhouse and they're on the rise. Their elevator's heading to the penthouse, but there's a couple of teams that people may not have heard of, but Alabama and Georgia.
Let me tell you,
not really letting people up into that penthouse right now.
Let me tell you something. They almost gave the keys away last night, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They almost gave the keys away. I figured that post game handshake would be more intense than prime time and Eddie Robinson Jr. My God, I mean, guys got to stop getting into their feelings like this. I find it comical. I had a debate with a couple friends online. I mean, teams are going to talk crap all week long. It's part of the process. But I mean, you can't take that personal, and you can't,
right?
You can't make it about, oh well, I don't want the bro hug because you talk crap all week, and the guys try to shake your hand, and then you shove him off. Like, whatever. In my opinion, the guy's a baby for that. Like, you gotta. All right, coach, you busted her butt, and you put people in the stands. Thanks, but move on.
And we'll get you next time. I mean, hey, and that's part of the game. I mean, come on, it's part of the game.
I mean, I'll be honest. How many times have you and I coached against people that were just, you talk about a gentleman's agreement?
Yeah.
They were the furthest thing from a gentleman.
Right. Absolutely, man. You shake their hand. All right, here you go, man. Come on now.
You got that one. We'll get you next time. Good luck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Guys get in my opinion, if you're going to be a head coach, you definitely can't be that emotional that you're just like, oh.
Right. You can't let that stuff get under your skin. You know, I mean, you just can't. Because first of all, you let that, and as a coach, you know, your players ride off of you. You let that get under your skin, then it gets under their skin. And a lot of those kids can't play that way.
No.
You know, and so you gotta just be even keel. Some be about fired up. You know, I get fired up and the kids kind of juice off of that, but it's not negative in, you know, with that. At the end of the day, you shake the guy's hand, win or lose, you know, win, lose, or right. draw. You shake the guy's hand and, you know, hey, better luck next time, or we'll get you next time, you know, whatever.
It's just, it's insane to me.
It is, because, you know, here, and you know me, when I walk out pregame and shake your hand, I'm going to tell you, look, coach, I'm going to try and put 100 on you. You know, because I'm of the belief that kid, that third string quarterback sitting on the bench, when he gets in the game, how do I tell him, hey, don't score? You got to go, just go in and take a knee. That ain't fair to him. So, you know,
we had a kid, we had a kid a few years ago, and literally first time ever playing football. You know, the kid just scout all week long, busts his butt. Playing Dell Castle when I helped coach at Sussex Tech. I mean, he gets a handoff on sweep. I mean, he busted for 30 yards for a touchdown. And I'm like, and you could just, you hear people booing. I'm like, it's this kid's first time ever playing football. Like, come on. We're going to be like, no, run out of bounds. I'm not doing that. This guy works hard all week long. Like, let him have his moment too. Jesus.
Yeah, the fountain of youth, Stiz. I don't know, but you know what? I do know this, Stiz. He may have found the fountain of youth, but it will be for another team next year, because the Giants are in cap hell, and he is not going to be playing for the New York Football Giants next year.
Hey, Stiz, what I say all year, all off season, he's going to make a comeback. Great minds think alike, Stiz. I said that. I told you Saquon was going to take it personal, and Saquon was going to go get back to the
old. Because he's showcasing for all the other 31 football teams that he's going to possibly be playing for next year.
True. Or is it the fact that he's tired of everybody saying Saquon's washed up? Saquon ain't Saquon.
No, Saquon wants to get paid. Saquon wants to get paid, and it's time to get paid. So he is going to show everybody he deserves to get paid.
But no team, what team is going to really, like, after all that, pay him a max contract?
What team? I don't know, but I know the Giants ain't paying him.
Let me tell you something. Running backs are a dime a dozen in this.
You're season. Right. You're absolutely.
He's not doing it to get paid. I think he's doing it because he is tired of being the joke of every single – being the butt of every single running back joke. Oh, he's not good. He's not this. He's not
but that. I also – but part of it is he better do it if he wants to get paid, because somebody's foolish is going to pay him. Who? Somebody's going to pay him.
The Jets?
Maybe, but somebody's going to pay him.
God. All right, so he goes from – all right, cool. So he goes from the varsity team to JV. That makes
sense. Doesn't matter, as long as he's going to get paid. Because I've said this before. Okay? He would be a great fit in Buffalo. In Buffalo, they are a running back away from being absolutely dominant.
But can they pay him?
That I don't know, but –
can they pay any? What I'm saying is not him. Can they pay anybody?
That I don't know,
because they're close to being in salary cap hell too. I mean, look at the contract they got with Diggs and Allen.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they paid what's his name? The DN. They paid him some big money.
Yeah, they better pay him some money.
Right.
They better pay him. I mean, I'm just saying, what can they do?
But. You know, And we'll keep an eye on it. But I'm telling you, he would be a great fit in Buffalo and in that dynamic offense. And just imagine Buffalo's offense with a legit running game Saquon. I mean, would be more than nasty. So,
They're top tier. I mean, they're back. They're back at the, and they're the key holder of the penthouse. If you get it, it's
right.
It's them all day.
You know, and how about these Giants driving down? Don't say it, Billy. Don't say it because you know I'm behind.
I'm not saying a word. I'm gonna let you be great, Coach. I'm gonna let you be great. I'm going to let you be great.
Because we're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna wrap this up because I'm gonna watch this. Finish watching this Giant game, and I feel like it's an off day for me. You know, I do the show. Normally I do the show and then I got either, you know, the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock game. And, you know, now it's like, I'm done for the day. I end the show. I watch the rest of this football game and I'm just, and then I got the rest of the day off just to relax and, you know, hang out. So,
I would have that, but I got to cut the grass one more time before it frosts over.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know. I probably got to do the same thing. Probably got to do the same thing. So, you know, but hey, you got some time because the Eagles don't start till 4. So you're all right.
And they're on TV.
And they're on TV.
Let's go.
So, but all right, everyone. Thanks for hanging out. We really appreciate everyone who dropped by, hanging out and watching us. We appreciate it. Share it with your friends. Show the love, and we will be back next week. Same time, same channel. Just come and hang out. Everybody be safe. Go Giants. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace out. Go Birds.